Well, they're ready. I heard the sound check. I don't think you did. If you did, sorry about it. Well, no, it'd be good for you to hear the sound check. Danny is here. She's playing drums. And only two of them, for that matter, and a hi-hat. I think there's only two there. But that's Danny Buncher. And David Meyer, of course, is here. He's playing guitar. And the second chemical engineer in the room, Jim Sable, is here on banjo. And it's just an absolute pleasure to welcome Big Snow, Big Thaw. That song, every time I hear it, I hear something different in the lyrics. Who did you do the lyrics, Dave?
Or yeah, Jim.
Oh, Jim did them.
Yeah,
I should have remembered that, but I didn't. See, every time I listen, I hear something new.
Sometimes I surprise myself.
Do you remember the inspiration for that song?
Or? No, it was one of those things that it just kind of popped up on the banjo. And
it was how you were writing at the time, right? Like, you would just kind of, like, it'd be late at night. You'd have one lamp on and, like, a pen and something to drink.
It was real mysterious, yeah.
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 You must have gone through a lot of Kool-Aid.
Lots of Kool-Aid, yeah. No, it just kind of appeared on the paper. And
yeah, it's a good song.
It's just an easy song. It just came together.
Two parts salt and three
parts salt and three parts fresh.
Yeah. There we go. And three parts fresh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good, I heard it right the first time. But I love that song. It's a recipe for cheating death.
Thank
Great
you.
Great line. This is Big Snow, Big Thaw. They have a big new CD since they were here last. I think this came out around late March. And it's self-titled. And I can tell, I was looking at it online earlier in the week. And you can get a digital copy at their website, which we've linked to, which is Bandcamp, Big Snow, Big Thaw.
Big
Snow, Big Thaw. Bandcamp.com. They're the only group called Big Snow, Big Thaw.
It's true.
Yeah.
In the region. In the region that we know of. I know you got another song with a similar configuration. What do you want to do next?
We're going to have to change tunings.
Yeah, this one's called Hymnal, and it's off the new record. So,
once again, Big Snow, Big Thaw.
Singing from the same hymnal bay. Find the time to break the spine of the coming day. Reading from the same torn off page. 2, 3, 4, not a penny more of a full day's wage. Bright and bitter morning, years ago.
That's a good song. I don't think I've heard that song before.
That's new too.
It's a good time for me to compliment Danny Buncher, who's heard me say this a number of times. But Danny has got this understated way of playing the pretty beats behind the music intricately and delicately without overpowering it or taking over, and that is not easy for a drummer. You do it, and frankly, anybody you've played with, I've felt that way about you. You really have a great way of playing.
Pretty excited to have her.
Yeah, she's changed the sound of the songs in a really awesome way.
Yeah, and I did not.
These guys are really strict, though.
Are they?
Yeah, they do a lot of yelling at me.
I would imagine. Or do they have you out of the crate now? Or
quality takes.
It's a sacrifice we make.
No, it's funny because these guys were terrific without you. They're terrificer. Well, how do I put it? They're terrific with you, too. I mean, you guys fit.
I'm a fan of their songwriting, so yeah. I kind of begged my way into the band.
No, you fit really well, and your vocals are good, too. Are you, and your instruments don't need to be tuned, yours, so.
Yeah,
I do mine before the show.
She's very meticulous. I didn't think drums needed to be tuned either.
Actually, they do.
Do
you have a drum key on your keychain? You know.
Yes, everything is good to go. I have it hooked up to a little tuning pedal. That's a joke.
No.
No tuning pedals for drums.
No, unless you got the timpani, and then you've got it going up and up. Big Snow, Big Thaw is here, and Their self-titled CD, again, you can, we've linked to their website from ours, but you can just go to bigsnowbigthaw.bandcamp.com. There is no punctuation in Big Snow, Big Thaw. It's just one big phrase.
It's true.
Yeah.
Big everything.
I just realized that could be like a children's book, you know, like See Spot, Run, Run Spot, Run, Big Snow, Big Thaw, Big, maybe in Alaska they have books like that.
Hopefully, someday.
So some of this band's, you know, David was born in Kentucky. I forget where.
I was born in Nashville. Wow. In Nashville, and then the family moved to Kentucky when I was about 7, 8 years old.
Okay, reared in Kentucky and partly Nashville.
Yeah.
And then Jim, your roots are all Pennsylvania, right?
The Great North, Erie.
Great North. And Danny, you are?
I was actually born in Ohio.
Pittsburgh. So we have three states, four states if we count Tennessee, all represented here. Or solid gas and liquid if we count those states.
But, I like that.
Yeah.
Solid gas, language. Liquids. We got some plasma.
Yeah, that could be the next band. Gel. Okay, you're tuned. I don't have to riff anymore.
This is a song, I think it's a real good example of one that we couldn't have played before Danny joined the group. It's on the album. Jim wrote this.
I wrote this a long time ago. And David and I never really wanted to play it together until Danny showed up and just went from there.
This was actually one of the first songs you sent me before I joined the group.
Yeah, it was like a weird demo,
You told me to learn it and then told me never to play it again. And then I begged you.
That was a test. You got it right.
We're in the studio, and I think we were looking for more songs.
Yeah.
This one just kind of snuck back in.
So what's it called?
It's called Homestead Grays.
Big Snow, Big Thaw, the Saturday Light Brigade. What a nice sound. There's a a whole different dimension. when you hear that song, and your vocals still are pretty much amazing me, and I don't know how hard the three of you are working on it, because harmonies like that don't just happen. Take a little bit of work.
You do, and a lot of that work comes from David. David has a natural ear for harmony that I lack, but if he shows me what I need to do, then we can do it.
Well, David, you had a lot growing up, right?
Yeah.
In your family.
Yeah. A church choir, a great church choir, and I still think about my directors of that, because it's definitely, I think, even more than piano, which I took when I was really young, I think gave me the basis for the later music playing that I would do. So.
Yeah, I was watching you during that song as Jim was singing lead, and Jim Sable and David Meyer sort of, you know, your head kind of poised up in what I like to call Pete Seeger position. You know?
And he really does it good. Yeah. Pete Seeger. He's got a great Adam's apple.
Yeah, no, and I didn't mean it. You know what I mean? He's sort of up just singing to the heavens.
Yeah.
But you're singing these longer notes and harmony to you, and you're making it look effortless.
Thanks, Larry.
You know, it's like, oh, this is the right note. It's exactly the right note, and I've known that all my life since before I was born.
And part of that, we were talking about this, the album, getting to, like, put those songs outside and listen to them on, like, our car stereo. It's made me spend time differently with the songs. And here, I'm pretty excited for the songs we're writing, because this is, like, the first big, full album that the three of us did. And just making that album was a learning process for us.
Absolutely.
And kind of shows us where we want to go. Because we're still pretty new. I mean, we're pretty young group.
You're very new. I mean, it's been, what, three? Has it been even 3 years?
Maybe like 2 years.
And with the three of you, it's been even less. And I mean, yeah. Danny's just housebroken now.
Yeah.
It's true. She's doing great.
Long process.
No.
Sorry. Gosh.
Unfair. Unfair to tease. It's hard. You don't know who to tease, the drummer or the banjo player. Like, David's fine. If David played accordion, there would be like this equal opportunity jokes.
Yeah. Man, these are new strings.
Sounds great, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you all sound terrific. What would you like to do next?
The next song is off the album, and it's called Rain Street Map, and it's one of our more abstract songs, I guess.
Yeah, that
maybe,
works.
Maybe not in focus, but in instrumentation, and we obviously can't do everything we did on the record here live, but we like this song. David wrote this one about. Well, what did you write it about, David?
Well, Cook Forest, Cook National Forest, up towards Clarion. Mm-hmm. I feel bad because I should know exactly where it is relative to
Pittsburgh. It's actually in Cooksburg, in Clarion County.
Okay.
What about, Ricky and I go there a lot. We really like Cook Forest, so about 2 hours north, maybe.
Yeah. It was just about a trip.
Northeast.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful place. And I had just moved to Pittsburgh. And hadn't, like, kind of experienced any of Pennsylvania's, like, beautiful areas. I mean, I could really digress on this, but it's about a relationship, the start of a relationship and a trip with that person. And I wrote it a couple of years after, but it just kind of flowed because it was a very memorable trip. Thank you.
assembled the hearth. You kissed me a smiling. I thought my broom were an art. Can we pull a station? Jalapeno, and who's nibbling the draws? Two pans worth of cornbread, enough to offset the heat. With chairs encircle the fire, you'll melt the soles off your feet.
A piece of performance poetry when it gets right down to it. That's a great song. Did you do the lyrics to that before knowing what the music was going to sound like?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's did. That's a great. I don't know how you kept that inside of you for a couple years. That's a great song.
Yeah.
When he demoed this one for us at the studio, I remember being like, what. Why were you hiding this?
Yeah.
I'm so angry about it.
It's very, it's so captivating, the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's haunting and abstract is a good adjective, too. I wanted to say a special hello to Matt Redfield, who posts on your Facebook site.
Hey, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
And I don't know that Matt's listening now, but I liked what Matt... I'm hoping he is. We can call him if you have his number. But you posted, and we thank you for that, that Big Snow, Big Thaw would be on SLB. And Matt wrote, I shall have to inform my father. The Saturday Light Brigade is one of his go-to working in the garage programs. So hi to Matt's dad, too.
Hi, Matt's dad. I just saw Matt. Earlier this week.
I had to acknowledge Matt. I thought that post actually made me smile. And there's a picture of Matt with somebody who might well be his dad. It looks like certainly not his mom. I think we have time for a couple more, depending on their length. We have about 8 minutes of radio time left.
Yeah. Well,
might be one, might be two. I don't want to rush you.
Well, we're tuned up for Ice Age.
Yeah, we're going to do this one is probably a little bit longer than most, so.
Just finish with this one, I guess.
Yeah, we'll finish this with this one.
Well, Big Snow, Big Thaw, the CD is out. And before I forget, have you published the lyrics anywhere?
We haven't.
We should do that. I'd like to. My brother about music, and we were just talking about there's really no reason not to.
I'd encourage you to do it. If you saw me opening up the CD while you were playing, and you were probably thinking, gee, Larry, why are you opening up the CD? We're right here. I wanted to see if the lyrics were there, because a couple of those songs I wanted to study for a little bit. Yeah. But everyone has different feelings about that, though. Some folks prefer not to let everybody see them. But,
I think one reason this song's an example of it is I get stuck after like two verses, and so I end up, the third verse is always the first verse repeated.
Ah.
So, you know, it's a little bit of self-consciousness about that.
Really?
Well, yeah, but you publish the lyrics. Publish the lyrics, and then, you know, a really attentive audience, you could go, line, you know, and it all. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Again.
Thanks to Andy.
And one more song here from Big Snow, Big Thaw.
All right, this one's called Ice Age.
I hope you, that's a great song. David Meyer taking lead on that, and Jim Sable and Danny Buncher, known as Big Snow, Big Thaw. Ice Age, the name of the new Relatively CD, and you're going to want to look for it. Thanks also to Gordon Neininger, along with Paul Dvorak, for joining us previously, as well as to you. Hello to Craig in Macon, Georgia, enjoying your performance. Look for us again next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.